Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, fresh off of Dave Mustaine on the show yesterday with his official international response to saying the mass shootings could have been staged by the criminals that staged Fast and Furious. You know them as the Obama administration. And then we had Richard Belzer along with Christopher Walken yesterday. On the heels of that, you can only go up one level to quote Spinal Tap from 10 to 11. They said, well, why don't I just make it louder and make it 10? Because it's 11. And R11 is Max Kaiser. All right, Max is a funny guy. I like him. You know, he'd be a nice, fun guy to hang around and drink beer with. But I shouldn't open the interview up joking around with him, or that'll set the tone, and then it'll disintegrate very rapidly with the two of us. And I am in a kind of a joking mood today. Don't ask me why. Well, actually, I know why. All work and no play makes Jack a dull boy. I actually got to go wakeboarding yesterday evening with some friends that took me out. I want to thank them for that. And I feel energized. I feel like I was on a week-long vacation. Now I have mini vacations, three-hour periods every once in a while. So we're going to be talking about the big news with Max Kaiser. When we come back from break, we're going to get into the talk of QE3, the rapidly deteriorating situation since we had him on a week ago, less than a week ago, doing nothing to MF Global, what precedent this sets. We're going to talk about it all with Max Kaiser today. And we're also going to look at a bunch of the different military developments and more. And the new combat robots to occupy our cities, Pentagon developing autonomous humanoid robots to perform evacuation operations like Katrina. That means gun confiscations. So talk about Skynet. It's here. And police departments are getting Homeland Security blimps. It's all very nice. So it's all part of, well, it's all part of our tax money and the playing army on the disheveled, overtaxed American people. But it's the same thing worldwide happening. Max Kaiser, tell us what's front and center on your plate. We're going to come back and launch the official interview here. Max Kaiser, syndicated radio host, TV host, MaxKaiser.com. A one-stop shop for all things financial crystal ball gazing. Good to have you here with us.
Hey, Alex. Yeah, great to be with you. And just continuing on the theme that we established a few months ago, just trying to pick the exact date of when you have this global fiat money collapse. I've said April of next year is the outside chance of that happening anytime between now and then. And just try to figure out where the seismic shocks are in the system, what'll trigger the event. So I'm looking at a couple of different things. And as I mentioned on the last show, I've done some more work looking into Japan. You know, Japan is a very interesting country because they funded 20 years of stagnant economic development with their savings accounts. So people in Japan are almost forced to buy Japanese government bonds. But now, demographically, these people are retiring, so they have to sell to fund their retirement. So that means a guarantee upward move in interest rates. That could be the trigger that starts a global cascading effect in the entire. And what got me started on this is because it just emerged this past week, Alex, that the second biggest buyer of U.S. Treasury debt now is no longer China. Number one, of course, is America. America is the biggest buyer of its own debt. But taking the second spot now is Japan. China is walking away from the table. Japan has always been under the Treasury of America's thumb. They'll do whatever America says. And now they are the number two biggest buyer of U.S. Treasury bonds. But that is extremely dangerous because their economy itself is a tinderbox, probably the weakest, most fragile economy in the world after the Fukushima disaster, after 20 years of the zombie economy and the zombie banks. But now they are supporting America. Japan, the zombie economy, is supporting the American economy. It gives you an idea of how fragile the system is. China is walking away. What is China buying with the money that they have? Well, it's turned out that they are buying gold. My sources tell me that China, before the end of this year, will come out with an official statement announcing that they've upped their gold by over 1,000 tons.
All right, stay there. We're going to come right back with all things economic. Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The KTOR hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. TheraSafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com. Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar-powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, if true, it signals one of the biggest, stinking, ugliest, mange-covered rats, fat on the blood of dead children and criminal wars and tyranny worldwide, and fat off the blood of all they killed with Arkanside. Hillary Clinton, one of the king of rats. The Washington Examiner, DrudgeReport.com are reporting, or Drudge is linked to it, because technically he's not reporting, that she is set to not be his VP because they want to get rid of Biden. I mean, that's admitted. After Biden came out and said they want to put basically chains on black people, Hillary rejected VP slot to ready her own 2016 run. And go ahead and go to the Examiner. Yeah, let's show people that they're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv. And it goes on, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton was pressed by her husband and a top Obama aide to consider replacing Vice President Joe Biden just a couple of weeks ago, claims the author of the New York Times bestseller, The Amateur. And going over it, it looks like a pretty good source, but who knows? Continuing here, following Biden's footsteps, MSNBC host says Romney engaging in inwardization. He actually said it. I'm not going to go the round of their talk show hosts saying it's not that big of a deal. They use it as a weapon. Let's use the word. It doesn't matter with the political correctness. They can say that stuff to get everybody fighting with each other and to inject racial division, divide and conquer, and then it's cute and sweet. Yeah, you can show. Oh, the crew's like, can we even show the headline? He's allowed to say it to try to create race war. But then we, the evil whitey, exactly, we're bad. And again, it isn't a black-white thing. These people know this. They're engaging in class warfare. They're just literally pimping out racial conflict. It's unbelievable. Those black leaders, make sure those black babies get aborted, 51% of them. So we're going to be going over all of that. But that's enough. Coming up in about 25 minutes, we're going to open the phones up. In fact, they're open now for your questions. For a former top stockbroker, retired author, researcher, who's done BBC shows, syndicated radio, RT, Press TV, he does that every week. Max Kaiser was on with us Friday. Last Sunday. Now he's on with us this Friday. It is the 17th day of August 2012 on this Friday edition. This is teleprompter free radio / TV. Talking point free as well. We just cover it, well, like I see it, my guests see it. That's why sometimes we have differing views with guests. We're not monolithic liberal show, monolithic conservative show. I'm into freedom. I'm into an open debate. I'm into getting people to think for themselves. I think you deserve more than talking points. I think you're smart. I think when I tell you all this scary stuff, you'll make preparation for it. I don't tell you this stuff to scare you. I think you're like me. I think you want to know the truth. The truth's always there anyways. If you didn't know the elevator didn't actually come when the doors open, and you step out and go, well, I don't see an elevator. I see a 100-floor shaft. But, I just feel like I'll step on in there. I'm going to be positive. I don't want to be scared. And then you'd fall 100 floors and die and, bounce at the bottom and splat everywhere like Sloppy Joes on the highway. That's what we're talking about here. Okay, the elevator doors have opened. There is no elevator. Do not walk into it. But people are like lemmings falling off the edge of the cliff. After all, Gloria Steinem says it's cool. I mean, she is CIA after all, which means banker occupier. Max Kaiser of MaxKaiser.com joins us. He's also the inventor of the virtual trading system. He's with the Hollywood Stock Exchange. He was on with us Sunday, and now things have really deteriorated. Fox News, AP, Reuters, they're all talking about global collapse. Banks prepared for collapse. Banks told prepare for collapse. We've been now told, and China has announced, the government's pulling out of the U.S. stock market, saying it's fraudulent. That's what Max has been saying. George Soros and others rushing in to buy gold, getting completely out of the market, even privately. They stopped managing people's money years ago. What does all of this signify? For those of us watching, the writing's on the wall. Massive war, total collapse. Can it be averted? Max, when you say collapse on the outside by next April at the latest, are you saying that it will happen? Is there any way to avert it? What does the collapse look like? Max Kaiser, you have the floor.
Yeah, I'm saying that it's a 90% chance of collapse by next April, but it could happen at any time between now and April. The global economy, you have to look at it in terms of the way a systems analyst would look at any complicated system. Every time you add more to the system, the complexity doesn't rise in a linear fashion. It rises exponentially. So every time the Fed puts on more quantitative easing, every time investment banks bail out some other investment bank, every time more derivatives are released into the system, you don't go from, let's say, 700 trillion in notional value derivatives to 800 trillion in a linear way. You have to think of it in terms of this global quadrillion to two quadrillion derivative souffle being encumbered with exponentially more risk. This is classic systems analysis, because we no longer have an economy of supply and demand, of output, of factories, of wages. We've left that world 40 years ago when we went off the gold standard in 1971. By the way, this is the 41st anniversary of the closing of the gold window on August 15th, 1971, by Richard Nixon. But all this time since then, we've been building in the complexity, building in the debt. And so now, between now and April of next year, is my call, you're going to have complete systemic collapse, much worse than in 2008. 2008 was just a precursor to what will be a complete and utter breakdown. And just so the game here is to try to pick where it starts, what the trigger, and to study it in terms of how the economies rattle and roll as a result of this complete and utter systemic breakdown. As I mentioned, Japan, to me, seems like the weakest link in the chain. Once that goes, it's one of the top three economies in the world, the second biggest creditor behind the U.S. itself, the U.S. debt, and they just have a lot of awful demographic and economic trends going against them. So looking more locally, Alex, to follow up on a story you've been talking about for a few weeks, the fraud that is Facebook, Groupon, and Zynga. I want to add something.
And you said on this show, let me just interrupt to give the number out, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Call's coming up at the bottom of the hour. Max, I hate to toot your horn. I just want to point out, mainstream media gets it wrong most of the time beforehand because they're lying. They have an agenda. You keep getting it right, and our guests do, because it's you know what's happening. But expanding on this, you said 6 months ago, well before this, you said Facebook was going to be a giant pump and dump. Everybody who knew what was going on knew that. And now they get away with this, but Martha Stewart goes to jail. Go ahead.
Right. It's a pump and dump scandal, and which is what you'd see on Wall Street 20 years ago on the penny stock firms. You know, they're very famous companies back then who were big in the penny stock, and they would call people up on the phone and get them to buy stock while they themselves were selling the stock, and then suddenly there were no more sellers and the stock would collapse and the insiders made out like bandits. Now, this is the first time we've seen it operated on this huge scale. Facebook was a $104 billion public offering. Barack Obama had his arm around Mark Zuckerberg. He was involved in this pump and dump. They go public at $104 billion, and they are now down 50% from the IPO price, 60 or 70% from the high just touched after the IPO price. And you've got two other stocks I want to talk about, Zynga and Groupon. Groupon is a stock that went public at 20, traded near 30, is now at 5. And Zynga is down 60 or 70, 80% as well. What all these three companies have in common, this is a dimension that hasn't been touched on a lot, is that they all share a common auditor, Ernst & Young. Ernst & Young is one of the biggest auditors in America. They are crooked. They are as crooked as Wall Street. They are as crooked as the fund managers. They are as crooked as the rating agencies. They are as crooked as these
foreign bankers. And explain how this works. It's not just that they're crooked and cook the books. Only certain groups like Arthur Andersen and others who are politically connected with Justice Department people in a revolving door, only you go to them, not for them to cook the books even really. That's on the surface. It's really a payoff to regulators who are in a revolving door to let you be above the law.
Well, Arthur Andersen is one of the biggest accounting firms. They got caught up in Enron. Enron blew up, and Arthur Andersen disappeared. There were 10 or so big firms at one point. I think we're down to 4
But
now.
Am I correct in what I said?
Ernst & Young is not necessarily hired to cook the books because the system is so corrupt that there is no genuine, generally accepted accounting principles worth anything anymore. Ernst & Young, they cover these three companies that I just mentioned. They have just lost, in total, these three companies alone, the market caps have dropped by $62 billion in the past just few months since going public. And just to give you an idea what Ernst & Young does, or these big accounting firms do, I had an experience myself when I was CEO of a company in Los Angeles. We had one of these big accounting firms come in, PricewaterhouseCoopers. And they, what the trick is basically, what it depends on what they call revenue. In the case of Zynga, that they sell virtual tractors and they sell virtual raspberries as part of Farmville, which is a game on Facebook. Ernst & Young would count the virtual money as real money. So that was the fraud that they were committing. In the case of the company I was involved with, PricewaterhouseCoopers, they were identifying losses as revenue. We had $2 million in losses. They put in the filing for the IPO at Bear Stearns, $2 million in revenues. And according to their formula, that was the revenues of the company, even though they were the losses of the company. But they didn't get in trouble after that, because the accounting rules in America, just like all the banking rules and all the political rules and all the special interest rules and all the abrogation of all the civil rights and all the constitutional rules, are now in the hands of the lunatics running this asylum. They're the ones, Ernst & Young can say, that losses equal revenues, and therefore the company is worth $100 billion. Then it goes to the public market, and within 3 months we know, wait a minute,
sure,
the company's not worth $5.
Sure, Max, stay there. When we come back, I want to I want to get your take on this then. If the whole thing is rotten, as you said, the whole structure is the rust, take the rust out of the car, there's no car. What happens when there is an implosion? Is it total? Does it make it worse?
What's the difference in all these online emergency food stores? The difference is Deseret. DeseretFoodStores.com has the best price on a one-year supply of restaurant-style gourmet food starting at just $695 for 875 servings. For the highest quality food with a 30-year shelf life, experience the Deseret difference at DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, or call 801-444-1444. DeseretFoodStore.com. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from AirFusionSystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
Bankers did a bad, bad thing. Oh, they did. And now they're buying 1.4 billion bullets. They've got drones and checkpoints going up everywhere. And more they admit it's for a civil unrest collapse. Max Keiser, who's been stunningly accurate in his prediction so far, unfortunately, is saying in the next, I don't know, how far away is April? 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 months. 6, 7 months, he sees it all imploding, and now they're in Fox News saying it looks like the Fed is going to go to QE3, but they've already done other forms of stimulus that cause inflation. Max, what happens when the corruption is so systemic? I mean, if we had crashes in 1929, not much of the economy was tied up in the market. What happens when everything's tied up in fraud if things go belly up?
Well, that's a good point, because back in the 20s and 30s, you still had a very big farming component in the U.S. economy, and even during the Depression, there was enough family farms in America people could eat to some degree. That's not so anymore. You have the big industrial farming, the Monsanto and farming, the huge conglomerate farming. You don't really have the small farms anymore. So when the thing blows up, there's no recourse. There's nowhere to go back. I'll make another prediction for 2013. You keep asking me, is there any way to stop it? And I say, no, there's no way to stop this, because systems analysis tells me that when you complicate a system to the degree that this has been compromised and complicated, there is a 99.9% probability of a total utter systemic collapse before April. And that's my thought. Now, following up on that, there is only one possible outcome as a result of that, and that's civil war. There's got to be a civil war. It's going to be a civil war in America, intergenerational. All the people under 30 are going to go to war with everybody who's 45 plus, who basically stole all their money, stole their country, stole their wealth, destroyed the arability and the viability of the soil, and that will be the civil war. There's only, if you have one, you're going to have the other, and that would come in 2013.
Max, I'm so speechless. I've got to interject something here. This is shaking me right now, because I know you wouldn't just say this and put your credibility on the line. You're really sure of this, and I hope you're wrong. That's all I can say.
Well, I'm putting my flag, planting my flag on this one, as I have done before with predictions previously. And there's no avoiding the collapse. There's no remedy to the collapse. The underlying chaos is too great. The 86% of all the trades in the New York Stock Exchange are computer to computer. That's true of exchanges all over the world. The algorithms that support all this trading are funded with 0% interest rates from the Fed. They can borrow money at zero. They can do anything they want with any amount of money that they want. And they never make a mistake. They get bailed out with more free money from the feds. And they keep adding layer and layer and layer of problems onto the system. We already had the flash crash in 2010. We had the entire evisceration of Knight Capital just a couple of weeks ago, $440 million in 45 minutes due to a spastic computer program.
Well, I mean, here's why you may be right. I mean, undoubtedly, it's all a giant fraud and waiting to blow up, Max. But why are the Chinese pulling out of the U.S. stock market?
They're buying gold. They're buying this is going to be another surprise announcement, Gal. They're going to come out before the end of the year and say that their gold holdings are not at roughly 1,000 tons, but they're closer to 2,000 tons. They may even be up toward 3,000 tons, which would put them right up with Germany. Number two biggest concentration of gold in the world is Germany with 3,000 tons, and then the U.S. with 8,000 tons. China, big surprise announcement coming this year. They're either going to probably double their gold to 2,000 tons. It'll shock the world. It'll put a whole nother wave of buying pressure on gold, which we still see is going to continue its climb to $5,000, $6,000, $7,000 an ounce. And China is a big part of that. As you mentioned, Soros is now back in gold in a big way. John Paulson, one of the biggest hedge fund managers in the world, is now 44% of his fund is entirely in gold bullion. That's billions of dollars. The hedge funds, the smart money, is always the first mover, and they get in there first. They know what's coming. They see the collapse. A lot of other hedge funds are closing business because the system is too chaotic. There's too treacherous out there. Funds are just pulling the plug.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, that's what the Chinese said. They said Monday, I mean, of course, you just mentioned it earlier, they said this system doesn't work. It's not real. In fact, I had the article. I forget their exact statement, but we'll try to find it during the break. But they were like, this system is no longer, we can't gauge this. They basically said it wasn't real. Exactly what you're saying, Max.
Yeah, I know. They listen to my show.
Well, they listen to reality, I'm sure, and they probably do listen to you. We'll be right back with Max Keiser and your phone calls, and he's got a lot more to cover. Stay with us.
Mm-hmm. We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at Infowars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at Infowars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.
Most of us eat a blend of processed, man-made, and all-natural food. But the food you eat may not provide all the nutrition your body needs. We now know that liquid vitamin supplements are absorbed faster than pills. That's why you need C-Energy. From AffinityCEnergy.com, sea vegetation is known to be the richest source of organic minerals, and that's what you'll find in all-natural, great-tasting Sea Energy. Sea Energy contains aloe vera, black cherry, cranberry, and pomegranate juices, plus ginseng, cat's claw, ginger, ginkgo biloba, and over 50 trace minerals needed for healthy metabolism, all from natural organic sea plant sources. Get a 10% discount by using promo code GCN at checkout when you order Sea Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Call 855-732-3637. That's 855-732-3637. Or go to AffinitySeaEnergy.com today.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
You are obsolete, Mr. Wordsworth.
A lie! No man is obsolete!
You have no function, Mr. Wordsworth. You're an anachronism, like a ghost from another time.
I am nothing more than a reminder to you that you cannot destroy truth by burning pages.
You're a bug, Mr. Wordsworth, a crawling insect. An ugly, misformed little creature who has no purpose here, no meaning.
I am a human being.
Words, Mr. Wordsworth, that have no substance and no dimension, like air, like the wind.
I don't care. I tell you, I don't care. I'm a human being. I exist. And if I speak one thought aloud, that thought lives, even after I'm shoveled into my grave.
Delusions, Mr. Wordsworth. Delusions that you inject into your veins to make you think you have a strength when you have no strength at all. You have nothing but spindly limbs and a dream, and the state has no use for your kind.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
All right, we're going back to Max Keiser because I want to ask him what the collapse he's predicting will look like. I mean, he's saying worse than 08, and that was a heart attack in the financial system orchestrated to hold us hostage and bring in control. How bad will this one be? Because Paulson, the Secretary of the Treasury, threatened martial law, and we first reported that with a congressman on the show who heard it in closed committee. People thought I made it up, and a week later it was big national news. We got no credit, of course. And it's not that that even matters. I'm just tired of people doubting it when I have a congressman on or you know, I have somebody interesting on, and people just can't believe it was even real. And I've had, like, Willie Nelson on, and I've seen people don't believe I had Christopher Walken on yesterday. I mean, they don't believe that the truth has been successful. They just can't get it through their heads. They're playing games with themselves, not us that are awake. We're going to go back and ask them that question in a moment and go to your phone calls. Max Keiser, MaxKeiser.com is our guest. You just joined us again. I'm Alex Jones. We're here Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern, weeknights, 7 o'clock at InfoWarsNews.com or PrisonPlanet.tv with the nightly news. Sometimes it's 3 hours long, folks. I mean, it's in-depth. If you like this radio show and the info, then you're going to love the television show. It's very informative. The guests, the in-studio, the documents, the mini-documentaries. That's 15 cents a day. You can subscribe there for $5.95 a month. You get 6 memberships for the price of 1. It's all about getting the word out, and that just pays for our bandwidth. We're getting censored more and more, so we're promoting PrisonPlanet.tv more and more. And lastly, with this uncertain world, we have found the very best superfoods out there, just incredible vitamin, minerals, trace element, things like Beyond, Tangy Tangerine, discounted at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com. Tomorrow we're launching InfoWarsHealth.com, a new site. Cover some other angles of this, the Pollen Burst Plus, the regular Pollen Burst, all of it available at InfoWarsTeam.com. The best proprietary blend of essential fatty acids that I take, the EFAs, and now we have it all discounted. We're an official, you know, we carry it all. Interfood, the best green superfood, coffee lines, you name it, all at InfoWarsShop.com. And again, we're not like the government that takes your money in bailouts and then gives it to MSNBC to be, you know, to push tyranny and anti-liberty. We're supported by you. So when you purchase the high-quality water filters that are discounted and all of it, you get the best products at the lowest prices, and you support freedom. Win-win, win-win, win-win-win. We are capitalists. We are free market. We believe in the Constitution. We believe in free association. So if you believe in what we're doing and like what we're doing, buy stuff at InfoWarsShop.com and watch us grow and expand in the face of the globalist big time. Okay, I got to ask you, Max Keiser, what then does a collapse look like? I mean, you're going out there big time, and I find it chilling because I respect your analysis. When you say collapse, some people then say that means road warrior, you know, bands of motorcycles feeding on people. Well, crime rates are already exploding. There are a lot of towns where there are no police. Or if there are, they're there to make sure you don't have guns, or they are the gangs. So we're starting to see some road warriors. Chicago, most dangerous city in the world now. But obviously, by collapse, you don't mean full road warrior collapse, or how bad could it get?
Well, first of all, before I get into that, I wanted to touch on some news here about the extent to which this fraud has perpetrated itself throughout the economy and why people are going to continue to be outraged and why that anger is building. Remember, John Corzine, former head of Goldman Sachs, former governor of New Jersey, he was caught when he moved over to MF Global stealing $1.2 billion. We talked about it on your show before. Now, he is basically allowed to go scot-free. There's no penalty at all for John Corzine. His defense is that the money vaporized. He has no idea where it went, and he just can't seem to be able to generate any evidence of its whereabouts that it ever existed or where it went. That's the kind of outrageous statement coming from a former governor, former head of Goldman Sachs, former head of MF Global, that gets into under people's skin. And they say, wait a minute, this guy is part of a racket. The racket of the rating agencies, the fund managers, Wall Street, the auditors, as we just talked about, the media, CNBC. And it's a mafia-style racket. They're practicing racketeering, and they are stealing wholesale our wealth and, by proxy, our country. At some point, there is a breaking point, and the most victimized group in America will be the new generation that wakes up one day and finds gasoline at $15 a gallon, a bag of groceries for $300, and no way to get to work because the roads are completely in disrepair, and on and on and on. And those people will have no recourse whatsoever but to take back their country by any means necessary. It's just it's not a big leap of faith here. This is just a logical progression.
That's right. And the bankers are gearing up with 1.4 million plus rounds of ammo, checkpoints, giant armored tanks, vehicles, admitting they're going to put the army on the street. What's the army going to do when their wife can't, you know, with her paycheck, pay for groceries, or mama's thrown out on the street? I mean, what are these bankers thinking?
Well, when you say it won't be like road warriors, you know, it could be like, you know, a soft gulag. And what I mean by that would be, on one hand, you've got this massive private prison industry that's growing one of the fastest growing industries in America is private prisons. Corrections Corps of America hitting new all-time highs on their stock. We talked about it recently.
And she'll put all the people in the new FEMA camps where they're there for petty reasons, making things, further driving down wages.
Right, and prison labor, since we talked last time, has come out that factory owners in America are complaining to the Chamber of Commerce because the prison labor now, which works for 80 to 90 cents a day, is becoming such a big component of the American labor force that, the only way you can get a job in America now is to go to prison. And so the manufacturers, the factories in America, they don't have anybody to hire because the people.
Yeah, and look at the crime wave in France, the riots, the crime wave in Greece, and they've disarmed most of the people, so the criminals are just robbing. And it says the police can't help. Yeah, because it turns out the cops are the ones robbing a lot of people. I mean, this can only go on so long.
All right, so the my idea of the soft gulag is, first of all, you have the hard gulag, which are the prisons and the camps. And we see that being telegraphed in the stock market already because the capitalization of those companies is moving aggressively higher because they know that they're about to get 20, 30, 40, 50 million new inmates, and that's incredibly profitable. They get huge tax abatements. They own the restaurants and the hotels near the prisons, so people go visit their family in prison. They eat in the restaurants. They stay in the hotels. You lose your voting rights. It's a fantastic money center. But the soft gulag, we saw that last week with the introduction of face deals. You know, these new Facebook cameras in retail shops that are geared to face recognition.
And you get discounts by giving up your liberties and freedoms, but that's only up front. Later, everyone will have to do it to buy and sell.
Right. So, in other words, you give up your liberties and freedoms for a deal on some Chinese-made garbage. So you get 20 cents off. And you'll allow Facebook to essentially keep you in check, keep you in line. Whenever you go into a mall or a shopping environment, and of course they'll hook it up to the grid, which includes every camera out there, you will be buzzed on your cell phone whenever you stray off the path. If you stray toward a retailing outlet that they don't want you to go to or doesn't have the deal that they want you to look at, you'll get buzzed, you'll get phoned, you'll start.
Yeah, this is how they control markets. We've got to go to calls because I promised to, but new documents, Big Sis lied about canceling mobile body scanner program. They're now rolling out giant, they have the army doing this. We have footage on local news from New York where they make you and your family drive under a high-powered X-ray machine that shoots through metal, more powerful than a chest X-ray, and they're still rolling it out. New documents, Big Sis lied about canceling mobile body scanner program. Homeland Security claimed it had dropped the plans in an early stage, and we've got the local newscast showing the idiot police and military standing out there under high-powered, guys, show people this article, it's incredible, under giant high-powered X-ray machines that shoot through your car and your truck. I mean, this is suicide. I mean, these globalists are just setting up a system of total war against everybody with the GMO food, the radiation, the mass death. We are run by lunatics.
Right, the soft gulag concept is coming into focus. And Facebook, by the way, also is introducing online gambling in the UK with British pounds. So that, remember, I called the Gulag Casino, which is going to – people will give up their liberties also for a chance to gamble online. Of course, they hold out these enormous mega multi-million-dollar pots of money.
Yeah, all fake dreams, all manipulating. The people going to the private prison to visit their family don't even know the restaurants, gas stations, hotels are owned by the big mega bank that owns that consortium that actually shipped the drugs in that their son or daughter got caught using. The troops grow the opium, total black op murder, massive record suicide by the troops, cancer viruses being injected in. Total insanity. Again, that's the type of collapse you're talking about. Let's go to Roy in Montana. Roy, you're on the air with Max Kaiser.
Well, thanks for taking my call, Brother Alex. Mr. Kaiser, good to talk to you. My question is, I can't really afford gold, and obviously it's going to go way up. Do you think silver would be a good investment for somebody who can't afford gold, or do you just at this point just invest in...
You're talking to Mr. Silver right now, Max.
Yeah, silver, of course. They call it the poor man's gold. It's basically the same thing as owning gold. It'll operate the same thing. You know, gold and silver now, more and more, are being considered a currency. The commodity, the CME in Chicago, the Commodity Mercantile Exchange, just announced today that they are accepting gold as collateral. That means for the first time now, these commodity futures operations who are part of the banking system, they are so distrustful of the banks themselves that they are violating this idea that gold is somehow not a money. They're saying now gold is a currency. We will take gold as collateral. So gold is seeping its way into the economy. It's being monetized slowly but surely. It is the only thing that's going to be left standing. 5,000 years of history will tell you that. Silver is just as good as gold in this environment. If you don't want to buy pure silver, you can buy junk silver, which is 90% silver. You know, the 1964 or previous.
Everybody knows what those coins are. And when all this paper fully goes down, people are going to still be transacting. It's going to be whiskey, cigarettes, silver, gold, bullets, firearms, food, people that know how to fix things, trades. I mean, that's where it's at.
Yeah, well, Stacy, my fiance, soon-to-be wife, you know, she has thousands of these miniature bottles of whiskey from the airplanes that she's going to use as currency, she says.
By the way, Max, I've got a bunch of whiskey and stuff, obviously not drinking, but I'm joking, but I do have a bunch of whiskey and stuff. I mean, I know that there's a good chance all this is going to happen. I hope it doesn't. But, sir, I hope that answers your question.
It does, and one quick follow up. What would that do with a person with a mortgage? I mean, if the dollar tanks, and you know you owe your mortgage in dollars, I mean, how does that affect the average homeowner?
Well, sometimes. Well, I mean, Max, you answer it. Go ahead.
Well, theoretically, you inflate the mortgage value away, and it's quote unquote good for the homeowner. But I think we're in an environment where there's so much economic dislocation. And there's so many other variables at play here that it's not worth it in that sense. But, I mean, your point is well taken. It's a good point. But there are other things to consider. And real estate as a class of investment is problematic for a number of reasons. You know, you have the society breaking down. You don't know different neighborhoods today could suddenly become war zones next week. You know, there's a lot of things happening. But your point is well taken. It's a good point, and I can't, you know, say it's not a good point.
All right. Thank you so much, sir. Let's go to Jay in Texas. You're on the air, Jay.
Hey, how you doing, Max? Hey, there's an article out in Veterans Today about foreign cash disqualifies Romney from presidential bid, something about him being over in Israel, in Italy or London. Do you know anything about that? And
I haven't seen that particular article. You know, Romney, of course, is problematic for a number of different reasons, you know, the whole Bain Capital affiliation and everything that goes on there. I don't understand why people would want to look at a guy who said his tax rate for the past 5 years is averaging about 13%. So clearly he's not in the same country that we are living in. He lives in some other country. He's a foreigner.
He lives in global country where the globalists are all above the law.
He can't really consider him to be an American. He doesn't, you know, he pays taxes like he lives in the Cayman Islands. So go to the Cayman Islands and leave us alone.
Yeah, I hear you. You certainly had courage to live in France. I know you're going to the tax haven, as they call it, of England, Max. Let's go to Mark in North Carolina. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, Max, thanks for taking my call. And doggone, you answered several of my questions while I was sitting here waiting. But I still have one good one, I think, and that's got to do with whether you've got bullets or arrows or other items, including the silver and the gold, once you have it, what's the best ways or what's the best and safest bet for keeping it?
Number one, don't tell anybody about it but your spouse. Number two, have guns to defend it and be ready to use them. And number three, don't put all your eggs in one basket. Max Kaiser.
Well, my understanding is that InfoWars is opening up a huge warehouse down in Austin, Texas to store everybody's precious metals. That's where I send all mine.
No, very funny, Max.
Okay. So, yes, you make it, you don't want, obviously, you're at risk if you have it in your home or you know it. There's a lot of work on the web in terms of what people are doing with this. Personally, there are services that you can get involved with that store your metals in vaults that are completely outside the banking system.
Yeah, I mean, there's all sorts of private lockers. Safety deposit boxes aren't 100% safer. Yeah, but the point is, if you got it in a couple of them, you can always get the stuff out later. So, I mean, just all over the place is basically it.
No, there's common sense, you're right to be concerned. From there are a number of strategies you can use. Some, each one has pluses and minuses, but, tied to your individual circumstance, which I don't know, but, it's easy enough to get the research on this.
Yeah, I'm investing in lead and the systems that project it, and I'm also food and things like that.
Well, a funny thing is Portugal just announced that the folks there that are being exposed to austerity measures have just run out of all the gold that they can sell at the local pawn shop to swap.
No, I know,
food.
I know, absolutely. And the bankers drove the price down to hoard it themselves. More calls straight ahead. Logan, John, Terry, Scott, your calls straight ahead. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones with Max Geiser.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar-powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
My name is Frank Bates, and I've got some urgent news for you. Did you know that a solar storm in 1989 caused an enormous blackout in Quebec? Here's the really bad news. Experts are predicting that solar storms will get really severe over the next year, and our electric grid is extremely vulnerable. In fact, the Wall Street Journal reported that we could soon face blackouts lasting weeks or months, leaving major parts of the USA temporarily uninhabitable. Are you prepared for this coming crisis? Watch the video at 123offgrid.com for a simple trick for generating your own off-grid power so that no matter what happens, your home will be a little island of light and warmth, even if it's dark everywhere else. And as a nice little bonus, you'll also slash your power bill. Protect your home by watching the free video at 123offgrid.com. Simply do what the video at 123offgrid.com says, and you'll be more prepared than 98% of people. Go to 123offgrid.com now. 123offgrid.com.
Basically, an offshore criminal class has gotten control. They fund themselves by militarizing against us. They make money out of enslaving us. They brainwash people to be paranoid, think their neighbors are terrorists, while the government runs Al-Qaeda publicly. It is an insane time to be alive. Max Geiser is our guest for this little segment and the next, and then in studio. We're going to have Joe Bannister and his lawyer, political prisoner. They tried to make him a political prisoner. Joe Bannister, former Treasury agent. This is very important in light of all the corruption with the IRS coming out. Logan, in California, you're on the air worldwide.
Nice to talk to you, AJ. Remember, apathy is treason, my brother. My question for Max Kaiser is, I don't hear anybody speaking about commercial real estate and the fact that you can only claim a loss on your business for 5 years before you have to declare bankruptcy. And I believe that that is going to be one of the trigger mechanisms for the next collapse, because housing real estate was the bubble that popped the first time. And so I wanted to know what you thought about that, Max.
Well, all I can say is that I would agree with you, okay? That what you're saying is absolutely correct. The commercial real estate sector is kind of a huge bubble proportions, just like the student loan sector is a huge multi, you know, trillion-dollar-plus bubble ready to burst as well. So there's still big bubbles yet to burst.
Here in California, everywhere I look, strip malls are, they have one business in 10 units, and every single one of them has a for rent sign, for sale sign. And they've been sitting for years. I have friends.
Okay,
let
me jump in here. So think that through for a second. So in other words, you got this commercial real estate that's vacant, that's not generating any income. It's backed by bonds, collateralized bonds of some nature, mortgage collateralized bonds, which have been sold back and forth amongst banks. And those banks, when they sell those back and forth to each other, they value them for 100 cents on the dollar. None of the banks yet have said, wait a minute, the strip malls are empty. Those bonds are not worth 100 cents on the dollar. They're worth only 5 cents on the dollar. No one has done that yet. They keep trading them back and forth for fees, and they're allowed to do that because they do it a really off-balance sheet. They do it on the dark exchange. They do it outside of the regulator's eyes. And so as a result, you have this building Mount Vesuvius of bad debt that's building on the balance sheets of these banks. J.P. Morgan, classic example, $90 trillion worth of derivatives, trillions of dollars worth of bad commercial real estate debt, and it's not being exposed because they...
Well said, well said. Thank you, Logan. Got to jump. Terry in Canada, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, Max, thank you very much, guys. I was first introduced to Max, Mike Maloney. And when he air guitared the Sex Pistols, he had me hooked. So my question is, Bank of Canada governor is Mark Carney. He does double duty at the Bank of International Settlements. So my exact question is the Bank of Canada buying gold? And once this financial collapse happens, where does Canada fit into it all, being the biggest trader with the U.S.?
Well, Carney's an interesting case because, of course, just 6 months ago, Jamie Dimon, CEO J.P. Morgan, was lecturing Carney on why he needs to reduce his minimum capital reserve requirements in that country, because doesn't he know that selling more derivatives is in the best interest of all the bankers around the world? You know, Carney said, you know, get lost, punk. And for that reason, you have to give them big kudos. They went through a huge banking crisis in the early 90s. They recapitalized everything. You know, the Canadian banks are basically nationalized. They're not. So they have a much more strict oversight.
They didn't get rid of their Glass-Steagall because they'd done that previously and got into trouble with it. Great points. We're going to come back in 5 more minutes with Max Kaiser of MaxKaiser.com. Again, if you just tuned in, I'm Alex Jones of InfoWars.com. No, we're not dry, old, fake left-wing media regurgitating fables. We're not old, dry, right-wing media regurgitating old fables. We're looking for real reality and freedom in our time. I hope Max Kaiser's wrong. He says it's going to happen in the next 6-7 months. By next April, total collapse. I hope he's wrong, but there's a good chance he's going to be right. The globalists could always have some new bubble, some new scam, some new thing they do. But Max has never said it's coming down now. He's saying that, and a lot of our other experts are. That's super creepy. But we're here warning people regardless.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together, connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.